Something is bubbling among women today. Women crave honest stories that entertain, motivate, and move them. Women want reinforcement that they are not alone in feeling the way that they do, and that they can feel good about their prospects. Stories and Strategies for Women podcast will share riveting stories about amazing women. I'm your host, Claudine Wolk. A good story, well told, is powerful. A good story can motivate. A good story can inspire action. Hey, Stories and Strategies listeners. We are very excited to welcome a new sponsor. It's iBobs at iBobs.com. I discovered iBobs a few years ago when I needed readers. If I needed to wear glasses, I wanted them to be fun to wear and fun to buy. iBobs fits the bill and makes buying glasses super easy. Wondering what frames look the best on you? Check out the style quiz on the site to help you find the perfect frames. iBobs is offering a special discount for Stories and Strategies for Women listeners. Enter promo code STORIESANDSTRAT10, spell the end, at the checkout to receive your 10% discount today. Welcome to Stories and Strategies for Women. I'm your host, Claudine Wolk. With us today is Audrey Wolf. Audrey is a photographer, Lightroom expert, Instagram strategist, and designer. She is our guest today. Welcome, Audrey.
Hello, Claudine. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being with us. So I heard your interview with Robin Graham, and I'm trying to think, what is her podcast name? Robin's going to kill me. The Second Phase. And I was so excited when I listened to your interview because you are the Instagram expert. And Instagram is, you know, one of those platforms that's super fun, but there's a lot that you can do with it that sometimes you don't know what you can do with it. And you always feel like you're a little behind. It's like, oh my gosh, you can post audio. Oh my gosh, you can post video. Oh my God, did you do reels yet? And you're like, oh my God, I'm behind. So I'm so happy to have you on. I'm hoping that you can tell us a little bit. Let's start with your story and how you got to be an Instagram strategist and what an Instagram strategist does.
Well, so I started out as a professional photographer, shooting weddings and high school seniors. Actually got onto Instagram back in 2012 during a photography conference where they said, oh, you need to be on here. And so I've been on there almost 10 years. So I know a lot about it, the ins and outs. Used it to market my photography business successfully for years. And then about 3.5 years ago, when I decided to pivot online, what I saw was a lot of women struggling with their Instagram accounts in their business. And, you know, they didn't have the photos to post and they didn't know what to say. And a lot of them just didn't know how. They didn't understand all the little everything within Instagram. Because like you said, there's constantly changing, and trying to keep up with that was just more than they could do. And so I came up with a way to provide them with the tools they needed to be successful on Instagram.
So when you say struggling, you mean they were doing it wrong. It's okay. You can say it. We're big girls.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, I would go on and I would see photos and I would go, oh my goodness, right. They need better photos.
Yes.
Nobody's going to click on that photo, take it down, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
But, and actually don't take it down because you need to show people where you've been too. But, but yeah.
I love that. Okay. So you were a photographer and then you decided that was, not you, you didn't want to continue. You have this other skill and you're going to provide that for women. Was it a tough decision to leave?
It was, but at the same time, part of what also initiated that change was my kids growing up and wanting to be there for my family. You know, if they were going to be doing something on a weekend or I wanted to not be tied down to, I have a wedding booked. I can't, I'm gone all day on Saturday.
Yep.
Or I have seniors all day on Sunday, you know. So I wanted that freedom to be able to spend time where I wanted to spend it, and being able to switch everything online gave me that, so that I could go anywhere and do it from anywhere.
Got it. And I imagine Instagram is interesting to you as well.
It is. I've always been kind of techie.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I love tinkering in there and just seeing what I can create.
Nice. And you're able to help women promote their businesses through their Instagram with the things that you have learned. And you're going to share some of those with us today. So tell us what is, I don't know any of this stuff. Tell me, what is a preset?
Okay. So a preset is a predetermined set of edits that are then saved out, and you can then take that and literally with a click of a button, apply it to a photo, and it makes all those changes on the photo. A lot of people get that confused sometimes with a filter. So if you're on Instagram and you're posting a photo, they give you these options of these filters you can put on. A filter literally is just an overlay on the top of a photo. Once you put it on, you can't adjust anything but that one filter. A preset, once you apply it, you can still go into they're done in Lightroom. And so then you can actually go through Lightroom, and if the preset moved your exposure, which is how light the photo is, if it moved it, you know, up 20 points, you can actually take that slider and move it back down if you need to, or move it up even more. So you can actually adjust all the different things within the preset, like the exposure, contrast, to better enhance your photo.
Okay. So everything you're talking about is done on the phone, and the preset is used through an additional app to change the photo with the preset selections. And then it results in a photo that's on your phone that you can then upload to Instagram.
Yes.
Okay.
And so Lightroom is part of Lightroom. Adobe. Yes. And so if you have Lightroom on your computer, you do have to pay for it. And Lightroom is what I have used as a professional photographer to edit all of my weddings, all of my high school seniors for the last almost 20 years. And Lightroom actually came up with a free Lightroom mobile app. And the presets that I provide, you can actually put inside the app on your phone. And, you know, I love to tell people, you know, you can edit like a pro using nothing but your phone.
Yes.
Because if you look at my Instagram account, a big majority of the photos that you will see were shot on my phone and edited with my presets in the Lightroom mobile app.
Nice. And that saves you time too.
It's a huge time saver. And if you're a mom and you've taken, you know, 50 pictures of your kids doing one thing like I used to do, again, you can pull all 50 of those photos in. And if they were all, you know, taken within like the same lighting and everything, you can literally copy the preset, highlight all 50 photos, hit apply, and it puts them on all 50.
Wow. That's awesome.
Just like that.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Okay. And having the consistency of those, you know, preset selections, whichever preset you select, because there are a bunch of them that you can choose from, how important is that to your Instagram grid?
I think being consistent is important, because you don't want a grid that, you know, you've got a dark photo here and then something light here. You want to be pleasing to the eye, you know, because we're a visual society. And your Instagram grid, if you're running your Instagram for a business, you need to look at it as the storefront to your brand and your business. If that's where people are finding you, that's the first impression that they have of not just your business, but of you. And so if you've got an Instagram account that is all over the place, what is that telling people? You know, if you're driving down the street and you need to go to the grocery store and you're in a town that you don't know anything, and there are two grocery stores right across from each other, and the one on the left is, you know, run down, it's got dirty windows, sign is a little askew. And the one on the right you know, the sign is spick and span. The windows are, you know, crystal clear. You can see through them, see what's inside. There's a bench outside that, you know, has a plant next to it. Which one are you going to drive into the parking lot and walk into? And your Instagram is the same way. People are scrolling. And so you need images that are going to stop that scroll and invite them in to see what else you have to offer.
Got it. Okay. And so if you looked at mine, you'd be like, she's all over the place. But again, I was an early user, and then I kind of let it go for a while, and then I'm picking it back up again. So you're saying that it's just never too late to clean things up.
Never too late. No, and you know, you don't have to, quote, clean it up. You leave what you've done there. Because what that's going to do is, if somebody goes back through, even yourself, you can even go back and remind yourself how far you've come.
Yes. Yep, that's important. And the other thing that I wanted to talk about was, what kind of, and this is probably a really basic question, but what kind of pictures can you put on there? Like, if I read a book and it's a Kindle book, sometimes I'll pick a book cover picture online and I'll pop that on Instagram. And just because I want to do a little review, and I put a shout out to the author, and they generally like that. They're okay with that. But in general, you really want to post original pictures. Is that how it goes?
It is. And you want to be really careful pulling photos from online, because somebody owns the copyright to that photo you're pulling off.
Right.
And so if you're not asking permission to use it, you really shouldn't be using it. So if you're reading a book, you know, on it, say a Kindle, what I would recommend doing is put your Kindle down, mm-hmm. like on the sofa.
Oh, okay.
And put a coffee cup next to it. If you wear eyeglasses, maybe set those at the corner. And then hold your phone over the top and take what's called a flat lay. So you're shooting straight down. And then people are going to get, they actually see the book on your Kindle. And you can still give a shout out to the author.
Okay.
But it becomes your original photo. And it gives people a peek into where you're reading your book at. And who you are.
Great advice. Yeah, I was taking some of the actual books that I had and kind of posing them around the house and stuff. And it didn't really have any meaning. I just thought it looked kind of cool.
Those would be great for your Instagram account then.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, good.
People are always interested in, you know, what are you reading? What are you watching on Netflix?
Yes.
So, you know, we're a curious society.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I love a good book recommendation. Who doesn't, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So I'll bug you for one later so you can start thinking about that one. But okay. So in terms of posting pictures of yourself, how important is it that there's a picture of yourself now and again on your Instagram feed? Is it feed or grid?
It can be either.
Okay. Good to know.
Depends on who you ask.
Yeah, right.
but I use both phrases. I think it's really important to put yourself out there, because you are, you know, the face of your brand, the face of your business, and people want to buy from people more today than ever before. So yeah, you know, you want them to get a peek at who you are, what is it you love, you know. If you ask anybody that follows me on Instagram that's never met me in person, probably 95% of them will tell you that I'm a coffee fanatic and Starbucks is my thing.
Nice.
But they know that because I share that.
Right.
You don't have to share everything. There are things I don't share, but you just, you know, choose what you're willing to put out there. And yeah, I think it's just, you need to be out there.
Yeah, part of it is I just feel like no one really needs to see my face. And I don't know. I mean, not that I don't like my face. My face is okay. I just don't really feel like people need to see it or want to see it. I don't know. I guess I have to get over that.
You need to get over that, yeah. So take your selfie. Okay. You're beautiful.
Audrey.
You know, just, you know, again, use good lighting. Use a good preset, and you'll be fine.
Okay.
I think part of the problem is, you know, we've had these pictures taken of us that, because of the bad lighting or the bad edit, you know, you look at it and you're like, ooh.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got to be true to you. I have people all the time say, can you take the lines out here? And you know, I might soften them a tiny bit, but I don't want to take those out because then you're not, you know, you're not being true to yourself either.
Right.
And
yeah, our friend Robin Graham would say, you've earned those lines. Keep them in
absolutely.
There.
Absolutely.
But I want them. But okay. All right. She's right.
They're beautiful.
Yeah. It is. And again, if you don't post yourself, then when people actually meet you, they're not going to recognize you.
That is so true.
We are excited to welcome a new sponsor. ThriftBooks.com is a cool way for you to buy your favorite books. If you're like me, you want a book in your hands when you read, or maybe you simply want to buy your favorite books to place on your shelf, but you don't want to pay full price. ThriftBooks has the answer. Search used books at their online site, ThriftBooks.com. Books are reasonably priced, plus each purchase adds credits to your account, which you can apply to future purchases in their Reading Rewards program. You may even have enough credit for a free book. The nicest part is that you don't have to keep track. ThriftBooks keeps track for you and lets you know right at the point of purchase that credits are available for your use to apply on the spot. There's a link to ThriftBooks.com in the show notes. Or click the ad on my website, ClaudineWalk.com. Yeah.
That is so true.
Yeah, I was posting an old headshot for a while because I didn't have a new headshot. And people were like, oh, you don't look like your picture. I'm like, ugh, that's a bad sign. Right? I got to get a new one.
It is. Especially if you, you know, live in a community where your business is not just online. And, you know, you are going to be out and people are going to see you and recognize you. So absolutely.
One of the things I wanted to ask you was the, any aspiring advice for entrepreneurs? You said that you had raised your children and then you decided that you were going to get into photography and you did that for a long time. And then you pivoted into becoming an Instagram strategist and designer. What would be your tip for someone who's thinking about me? I have a lot of friends and they might be in the business situation and they're like, I'd really love to own a flower store. I'd really like to, you know, really branch out and do something different. Or I want to start a coaching business or, you know, I want to start a podcast, for example. What would be your advice to them? Anything that you would have done differently or anything that worked out really well?
You've got to choose to do what you love to do. Because if you don't love it, it's not going to work. You're going to hate it. You know, find what makes you happy, what brings joy to your life, and do that thing. Being an entrepreneur, oh my goodness, it's not easy. I think so many people think, oh, I'm going to leave the 9-to-5 and work for myself and I'm going to, you know, go here and do this. And it's hard. You know, I joke sometimes that I left the 9-to-5 to work 24/7.
Yeah.
It's true.
It is.
You know, you never really have a day off.
Yep.
Unless, you know, you've got a team of, I don't know how many people behind you. But yeah, there's always another email to answer or another idea that you've got to launch. There's always something to do. So even when you're on vacation, you can't just walk away if you're running a successful business. So it's hard work. So, you know, if you're thinking about doing, you know, a new business, becoming an entrepreneur, just go into it with your eyes open that it's going to be long hours. And you've got to be willing to put in the work.
Yep. And how about the benefit side of it?
Oh, my goodness. It is so wonderful being able to travel and work from anywhere in the world, you know, as long as I have internet. The freedom to be able to set it aside when things come up for family. Mm-hmm. You know, like my 91-year-old mom in April, we discovered needed to move back and she moved in with us.
Oh, wow.
And so because I have my own business, I can work around her needs now and actually make that work for our lives.
Yeah.
So it's, the benefits are just tremendous.
Right. And you're doing something you love. And I love that you're sharing it with women. I listened to an interview that you did where you said that that lights you up when you're able to help a woman really change her Instagram and it's making a difference in her business. That's something that you really love.
It is. I just, you know, I get on these calls with these women when I do their makeovers on their accounts, and just seeing where they go once they have everything in front of them. It just makes me happy.
Oh, I'm so glad. Okay, so let's talk about what you do offer service-wise. And you do work with people one-on-one, and you mentioned that you can do you do overall analysis of folks' Instagram and then maybe some of the specific services.
I do. I do. It's called Visually You. It's basically an Instagram makeover. And I go in and do a complete audit of your account from top to bottom. And then when you walk away, you first we get on a call, go through it all with the audit, and then I get to work behind the scenes, and I come up with a 30-day posting grid for you. So basically, you send me some of your images, I collect some of my own, I create graphics for you in Canva for your feed and your stories. So, you know, when it's all said and done, you have 30 days of graphics and or photos to post in an order that they look fabulous on your grid. Your bio is up to date. Your Instagram profile photo is up to date. I give you story highlight covers for up above the where your grid is at, and Canva templates for your Instagram and your stories that you can repurpose on a weekly basis, change out the text, photos, and you're good to go. It's basically gets you revamped, whether you're starting a new account or you've got one that needs a complete makeover.
Okay. And if it does need a complete makeover, you would still leave the pictures that you've already posted and move forward? Or would you?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
I do. Because, again, it shows people where you've come from.
Right.
And it's your history.
Right.
You know, I am a huge history buff. And so, you know, most people aren't going to scroll back that far anyway.
Right.
But I think sometimes it's important for us individually to do that, to remind ourselves how far we have come and how much we've accomplished.
Right. So if anybody looked at my Instagram feed, Claudine Walk is my Instagram feed, all one word, you see a burn mark on my arm, which I still have. I don't know why I posted a picture of it. I thought it was cool. Anything I see is cool. I'm like, ew, look what I did. I burned my arm. But so there you have it. I don't know that I do that today, but back then it just seemed like a good idea. Say, I won't show my face, but I'll show my burn marks.
Yeah. Well, but those are things you can do in your stories.
Mm-hmm.
Your stories are more like your, what are you doing day to day?
Okay.
And kind of a behind the scenes look at your business and at what you're doing.
Okay. So the story, anything you post to the story isn't going to be on your grid?
No.
Okay.
What you put in stories actually is up for 24 hours and then it goes into an archive.
Got it. Okay.
Where nobody can see it but you.
So much to learn, so much to know. Okay. And so the other issue was Reels.
Yes. Reels are new, or fairly new. They've been out about a year now. But I have a masterclass for that. It's called the Reel Masterclass. And I take you through step by step all the different gadgets within the Reels on how to record and how to post it, where to post it. But take you through step by step on that. And not just that, but the class actually teaches you how I brainstorm my ideas, how I plan them out, and then how I batch record them to make it so much easier to get your content done and out there ready to go.
Got it. So you would consider yourself an expert, clearly.
I would.
Yeah. Are you gonna be writing a book on this? Sounds like a great book idea, I think.
But, you know, the problem with Instagram is that they change everything so quickly that by the time I would get a book out,
right,
it would be, you know, the nice thing with the masterclass that I have is as they make changes, if you've purchased the masterclass, I go in and I update the videos and the content and you still have access to whatever becomes new.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Do you see anything on the horizon that they're going to come up with? Because the Reels, you said, is kind of similar to TikTok.
It is. It's their version of TikTok.
Okay.
You know, it was kind of like they came out with Stories because of Snapchat.
Okay.
And then Stories took off. And they've done the same thing with Reels. So anything on the horizon. Now, the biggest thing right now is that they, you know, they've said that they are leaning toward the video side versus photo side. So if you have not yet embraced doing video on Instagram, you need to.
Right.
Because that's, it's not just Instagram, but as a society in a whole, that's where things are moving.
Right.
And so, you know, if you want to keep your business at the forefront, video is going to be a key in that. And Reels is an easy way to do it. Mm-hmm. They're very short video clips, and you can do so much with them.
Okay. Yeah, and sometimes I think people think that it's so complicated to do that they don't know where to get started, so they don't even do anything.
And that's why I created my masterclass, because I, you know, saw so many women, especially women my age, you know, in the 50s range,
yep,
struggling with Instagram and the Reels specifically, and, you know, having the confidence to put themselves out there. And then, well, what do I do with this? How do I do it? And I thought, you know what, we need to help these women gain confidence, get clarity, and really make a difference.
Yep, absolutely. All right, so tell us where people, oh, you also mentioned something about the content bar. That's something else that you provide, because coming up with ideas of what to post is half the battle too. It's almost like that HelloFresh, you know, food service I joke about, that half the battle is coming up with the dinner idea. You know, you ask everybody, what do you want for dinner? I don't know. That's half the battle. But with the Instagram, coming up with content, sometimes you're just not feeling creative.
Yes. And that's why I created the content bar. And so the content bar is a monthly box that you get images, captions. They're actually plug and post captions that you fill in your niche information, ideas for posting. I give you national days. Just there's a whole host of things within it to help you get your content out there on Instagram.
Got it. That's a great idea, just to get the juices flowing.
That's funny you say that, because that's actually the phrase I use at the top of the content bar.
How do you like that? I love it. Okay. So that's all available on your website, Audrey Wolf, AudreyWolf.co. And we've been speaking with Audrey Wolf, the Instagram strategist and designer. Got one more question for you. You said that you were a wedding photographer.
Yes.
What is the strangest wedding picture that a couple had asked you to take? As long as it's clean.
Well, actually,
this is a podcast, so it can be dirty. Whatever.
Probably, I mean, the one that just comes off the top of my head is I had a bride years and years and years ago that wanted to be thrown up in the air.
Oof.
By all the groomsmen.
Oof. Oof.
In her wedding
dress. And you had to catch it in the air. She wanted you to catch it in the air. Holy mackerel. Did you?
Yep. I did.
Oh, wow. Were you nervous?
Yep. So, no.
Oh, they caught her.
I knew they would catch her.
Oh, thank goodness.
And I knew I would capture the photo. You know, I think that's part of knowing your trade, knowing your expertise.
Right.
You have to have confidence in that to be able to share it with others. And yeah, I knew I would capture it. I think one of the things that motivated me as a photographer was our wedding photographer 31 years ago missed the kiss.
What? Oh, that's outrageous.
How do you miss the kiss?
I mean, you got to sue the guy. What?
Yeah. And so...
Or girl.
I was just always very particular about making sure we captured everything, which is why I never shot without a second shooter.
Oh, wow. So. Wow. That's great. Oh, I got one for you. So my wedding photographer, I don't forget even how we got his name, but he fell asleep during the ceremony. There's pictures. People got pictures of him falling asleep. I should show you my proofs sometime. They're so funny because
he
took great pictures, but you'd have to crop them. Like, he would actually crop the picture itself to show us what he meant by it.
That's crazy. But I to think that I almost never sat down when I was shooting a wedding.
Oh, yeah. In fairness, he was an older gentleman, but I'll have to ask my husband. I don't even know how we got the guy, but that's the big joke.
Oh, that's funny.
The guy fell asleep, but he did get a lot of pictures. And I was one of those, like, I kind of wanted the old fashioned, like my mother's. I wanted 1 8x10 for, 50 pages. That's what I wanted. So,
yeah.
So I was happy with that. But anyway, yeah, that's a great story. Thank you for sharing that. So tell the audience where they can find you, and we'll put this information all in the show notes.
Well, on Instagram, I am audreywolf.co, and my website is audreywolf.co. And if you're interested in the content bar, that's thecontentbar.co.
Wow.
And, but my presets, my Canva templates, my Instagram makeover, and the Reels workshop can all be found at audreywolf.co.
Awesome. And if someone just wanted to send you an email and say, hey, I think it would be great if we work together, how can we get that started? They can find that on your website?
They can find it in a contact button. My email is audrey@audreywolf.co, or you can DM me on Instagram.
Awesome. And you plan to be doing this work for a long time?
Yes. That's why I pivoted to where I'm at today, so that, moving into my 60s, that I could just keep going.
Keep going. Yep.
And I love it. So
that's awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Very good. Thank you so much, Audrey, for sharing your story and for sharing your tips on using Instagram. And these tips can be used for both personal and business use. I'll have all the information in our Stories and Strategies for Women show notes. Thanks again for being with us.
Oh, thank you, Claudine. This was wonderful.
Thank you. And you are listening to Stories and Strategies for Women.
You're listening to Stories and Strategies for Women podcast. If you like what you hear, please subscribe and leave us a review. Visit me at my website, claudinewalk.com. Drop me a note on Instagram @claudinewalk. Thank you for listening. We will see you next time.